Hello, today the church celebrates Thursday in the octave of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 24, verses 35 to 48. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As we just heard, Jesus' followers had difficulty believing that the man standing before them was the same Jesus they had come to know and love. They believed they were seeing a ghost. They had been so traumatized by the crucifixion just a few days earlier that they struggled to believe that Jesus was actually alive and well. It was really just too much for them to take in. Perhaps even today we struggle to take in the good news of Easter, to really believe it. It's easier to identify with the death of Jesus than with his resurrection. We can easily connect with his suffering because we experience suffering in our own lives. And maybe that's why we need 7 weeks of Easter, to take it all in, to recognize that the risen Lord is indeed standing among us, saying to us what he said to his disciples, "Peace be with you." He offers us that peace of mind and heart, which is the fruit of his love, poured into us by the Holy Spirit. When we allow ourselves to receive this gift, he sends us out as ambassadors of reconciliation, love, and peace, just as he sent out his disciples just about 2,000 years ago now. May our hearts be open to the reality of that love, so that we may go forth and truly and fully share it with others.